The fact that convictions are up is a worrying trend. I'm very concerned about the fact that the majority of our calls are mostly about dogs. I think it's nearly 60% in relation to the amount of calls we get regarding cruelty issues for dogs. That's a very worrying trend in this country, I feel, as dogs supposed to be our, you know, man's best friend. When I go to people's addresses, I find all kinds of concerns for dogs specifically. People don't just have one or two dogs anymore. They have a number of dogs. They also tend to work full time. That then gives an issue for the dog. I mean, it just goes hand in hand. Separation anxiety, dogs being kept in crates a long period of time because the owners cannot manage with them. Gardens that are not suitable for dogs, they're not properly fenced, they're not clearing up after them properly, so there's feces, that becomes a housing issue, it becomes a welfare issue. So it's a very, very worrying trend.
I mean, obviously, we hear about the high-profile cases, and there was one fairly recently in Winchester, which I know you kind of oversaw with the poodles. Just tell me when you first got involved with that case and what you saw when you first got involved.
Yeah, wow, that morning, it's just not a morning I will forget really quite quickly. I think it will be with me for the entirety of my life, and as I'm thinking about it now, I can absolutely visualise those first two dogs that I saw that day. It was difficult to even distinguish what type of dog they were. They just looked like matted, filthy, caked with mud and soil and feces and debris. They just looked like ragged dogs. It was really difficult to even distinguish which was the head and which was the tail. They weren't moving. They were absolutely petrified. And I remember standing there with the vet and the animal welfare team, just trying to decide and just trying to get it into my head exactly what I was seeing, because it was so out of character with everything I've ever seen before. They were like vacant dogs. They didn't know how to behave. They didn't understand what a human could do for them. They didn't understand the concepts of treats. They didn't understand what a ball was. They didn't play. They weren't used to humans. They're none of them are house trained, which leads me to believe that they'd been kept in a barn or some kind of situation with very, very limited socialization and enrichment. And it's a very, very sad situation for those dogs. And I'm eternally grateful for those brave people that have taken them on, because those dogs weren't for the faint-hearted. Seriously, they were hard work, but rewarding dogs. So I hear they're having a great new life, which is really fabulous.
Obviously, a lot of what you do is very rewarding when you see dogs and other animals rehomed and getting better. But with all your time of being an inspector, do you still get shocked? Do you still get saddened by what you see?
It's a daily occurrence, I'm afraid to say. You never know what's going to arrive on your workload that morning. And it's amazing what's behind closed doors.
And obviously you talked about being disappointed about the increase in convictions. But I guess at the same time, is there a case that if people out there are seeing that other people are being convicted for these acts, maybe they'll think twice about the way they're treating their animals or neglecting them?
I think that's always a hope. I think conviction is always a deterrent, especially as the RSPCA, we always tend to ask for a disqualification, a confiscation or a disqualification, which means a person will be disqualified from having ownership or keeping an animal for a period of time. That's really what it's all about. It's all about the protection. That's really what going to court is about.